Hare Krishna. Apologies for not having put podcasts on for quite a few days. Yesterday was our Sankirtan festival. Very busy, and the day before we were coming from up to Budapest, and the day before, I can't remember, but we just couldn't get around to it. And yesterday we had a very nice Sankirtan festival, and it was a record marathon. I don't think we ever reached that far, especially as I'm thinking in terms of Lakshmi sold, and I don't know the breakdown of the books, or at least I can't remember all the individual books. But most likely, probably also record in terms of books distributed. And the Buddhists told very, very wonderful stories. Somehow, humor seems to be an inescapable part of Sankirtan. You have to have a good sense of humor to stand out in the cold 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. But aside from that, well, as in many of Krishna's pastimes, this hasyaras is always there. It's there with the conjugal ras and the parental ras and the cowherd boys. Where it's not found, mostly is dasya ras, because servants don't usually have as one nature as olai. As well in vetsar. Smelling some oil, which is suspiciously smells like chemicals. Servitude. Then servants can't inaugurate any kind of laughing mood. But anyway, in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, there seems to be lots of humor going on. And the devotees spoke about their amazing experiences, one which Mohan had told me about. I was here on the day that happened. It was part of the marathon, and he went out late and at a particular spot. He was going to phone up contacts for donations, but every time he tried to dial the phone, another contact showed up one after another. This happened like 5-6 times, and there's a miracle when you go out on Sankirtan. Then you not only see miracles, you become part of miracles. If you want to experience miracles, then you go on book distribution, and that happens. Just can you open it? Just put it down. Yeah. I remember a similar experience. There were a couple, but and that was on the 24th of January in Kilkenny, Ireland. which was sort of a small town, and I remember we were distributing books. I think there was two of us, myself, Krishna Chaitanya, Abhimanyu, and sat down for a little lunch, Gayatri break, not lunch break, because when I was trained to do Sankirtan, we didn't believe in lunch breaks. I didn't believe it. You're supposed to eat, Maya, if you're eating during Sankirtan. So just... But I sat down and I started chanting Gayatri. And one after another, I started chanting. Someone approached me and said, "What are the books you're selling?" I said, "Bhagavad Gita." I sold him a Bhagavad Gita. He went away. I started chanting. And Krishna Chaitanya was sitting next to me, and he was watching all this, so he was witness. And that happened about five times. That was the most productive Gayatri I ever did. Five times, one after the other. Unconnected people just came when I was sitting there, and they came interrupting me. What's the book? And so five, and Krishna Chaitanya, he was like, he couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So they happen, and everyone who goes on Sankirtan, they have experience of seeing miracles and being part of miracles. Because when people's hearts change, when Krishna inspires other living entities to take a step closer, and all of a sudden it seems like it's coming out of nowhere. So that was Sankirtan festival, and then the evening we read a little from Navaraja Mahima. We had an evening program, so a New Year's program, and devotees did bhajan, and then devotees went out on Harinam. I would have liked to, that was my original plan, but because I already left here on the verge of a sort of pneumonia, so I really didn't want to risk it. Now that I'm getting back to normal, and now this morning we had a very low attendance for deity greeting and class, but it was nice. And can you close it again? And now, those devotees who are around, or at least who are up, are in here. Watching Radha Damodar. It worshipped. And then it's the beginning of a new year. We're going to be going to London day after tomorrow for a week. And this year's overall plan. Last year my plan was to spend more time in Mayapur. Well, I did that. And this year, I'm just really staying here in Hungary. And as I'd already mentioned before, that I plan to travel less or not to travel. So that means that I'll just really be between Budapest and New Rajadan, and I'll travel to one center for a longer period of time. And well, aside from that, going to Istanbul, where some terror attack just occurred now over the New Year's festivities. You can look at the details. It's on the front pages of the media. But that's sort of different. That's, Prabhupada really liked preaching in Muslim countries. And then once I'd like to go to Bucharest, because Romania is next door. Romania was part of Hungary. There's a lot of Hungarians there, but Bucharest is both a capital city and a very big city, and our preaching is mainly in the smaller cities of Romania along the west side, whereas Bucharest is more over towards the east, and I'd like to go there, spend a week. But aside from that, between now and October, GBC meetings and so on, conveniently this year's European RGB meeting, that will be taking place in New Rajadan, so I don't have to go anywhere for that. And I will be 68 years old this year, which she's getting on to 70, and unfortunately, that is a physical reality that's hard to really get away from, or it's really impossible to get away from. Maybe someone can sort of extend it by a year or two, but as many wise people have said, youth is a good thing. Unfortunately, it's wasted on the young because they don't know what to do with it. But Prahlad Maharaj says, Komara tacharat pragya. Komara, the youth, should invest it in dharma bhagavatarya, in Bhagavad Dharma, in studying and practicing Bhagavad Dharma. Those who are fortunate enough to do that full time, and they realize their good fortune later on when doing all the things of Bhagavad Dharma aren't so easy to do anymore. Starting with eating whatever you want, to dancing, and you remember Srila Prabhupada, just a few occasions where Prabhupada actually got up and danced. Mostly they were Rath Yatras. Installation of Radha Gokulananda, Rath Yatra in London, 1973. Rath Yatra in San Francisco. But other than that, Prabhupada led kirtan sitting down. Have to acquiesce to the overlordship of the material energy, at least in some ways, while in the material world. Unless someone has some kind of special prerogative, like some of Lord Chaitanya's associates who could live underwater or not eat or didn't age, but that's rare. Most of them followed the laws of the land, the laws of the material world. and they appear to get old and other things like that. So, happy, well, it's not really New Year, because our New Year is Gaur Purnima, but it's always good to wish everyone a happy something, so happy, happy New Year. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.